ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनाल्लापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्मि अद्वयं सदा. So in the last shloka, we saw the Sakshi Bhavam and Lakshmidhara saying that there is no difference between Sakshi Bhavam and Brahman. So the difference is only based on Ajan or Ghatakasham, Mahakasham. So the difference between Ghatakasham and Mahakasham is not that big. ఉత్తమ పురుష త్వన్యః పరమాత్మేతి ఉదాహృతః. ఉత్తమ పురుష అండ్ అక్షర పురుష ఆర్ ఇన్ దర్ ఇస్ నాట్ బిగ్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ బోత్. సో ఓన్లీ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు వాట్ పర్స్పెక్టివ్ వి సీ, సో ఓన్లీ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు ద అర్జెంట్, ఇఫ్ వీ ఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద అర్జెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఘటం ఆర్ పాట్, దెన్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ ఎక్సిస్ట్. The difference is not real, the difference is as if existing, and remove it automatically, there will be, when the adjunct vanishes, at that time, there will be only akasham remaining behind. So if we have hundreds of ghatam, it is as if 100 ghatakashams are there. So there is no 100 ghatakasham, there is only one akasham, akasham is only one. But still, because of the adjunct, it seems or it appears as if there are many. So the difference between Sakshi and Ishvara is, or Ishvara or Brahman is the same, is what we saw. Tirtyo paraga rupa me sakshidapina tatviki upalakshana mevayam nistaranga chilambudehe. So, I am the ocean of waveless, ocean of consciousness. So, it is an indirect tatastha lakshanam when it is said that I am a sakshi. So, I am a sakshi, that is just an indirect hint at Brahman, not direct hint, and that's because Brahman cannot be directly explained. The only way to explain Brahman is Sachidanandam, Brahman is the subject, Sakshi Drighe Eva Natu Drishyati, as we saw. Or that which has, or that which pulsates inside us, there is this Sphurti or Sphuranam inside us, that I exist, that is Brahman. There is no other way to explain Brahman or define Brahman. So, in order to again emphasize, so in this case, so whatever was explained was that Sakshi Bhavam is only a upalakshanam, it is not a true lakshanam. Then that means what does truly exist? Only Brahman truly exists. So if Brahman only truly exists, then is there any bhedam in Brahman? So is there any bhedam in Brahman? That is being explained in the next shloka, the 21st shloka. So there is no bhedam possible in Brahman. If there is no bhedam possible in Brahman, there is no bhedam possible in the Atman or Aham. So there are two examples taken up, or two examples or analogies are given to prove that there is no difference in the ultimate reality. And that ultimate reality of Chit is either can be called as Brahman or Aham or the Atman. So, Brahmatmaikya Swarupini or Brahmatmaikya Rupini. So, Brahman and Atman are one and the same. So, Brahman is Tat. in Tattvamasi, Brahman is Tat and Atman is Tvam. So Lakshmi Dara takes up both and gives one example for each to prove that in both there is no differences. So Bhedam cannot touch Brahman. So Bhedam cannot touch Brahman. Why? Because Brahman is Sadeva Saumya Idam Agri Asid Ekameva Advitiyam. So one first thing is, Brahman cannot be touched or tainted by Bhedam because Brahman alone existed. Ekameva Advitiyam Sajatiya Vijatiya Sviya Bheda Nidhakrate Namaha. Sajatiya Bhedam Vijatiya Bhedam Swagata Bhedam. There is no Bhedam possible in Brahman. Brahman alone existed without Bhedam. And after whatever we see now is a Bhedam. After this Bhedam, there will be Brahman alone existing. Ado Anteta Yatnasti Vartamane Pitatada. So Ado Anteta Yat Asatyam Asat Tasya Kidrishi Satyata. Yoga Vasishtha asks, whatever is not there in the beginning, whatever is not there in the end, in between also it makes sense to accept that it doesn't exist. So it is like telling, okay, can you prove something existed in between? Okay, there was at 1 o'clock the pot didn't exist. At 3 o'clock the pot doesn't exist. In between it existed. How can we prove that it existed? Proof won't stand in any court. Proof won't stand, even like if we call our friend and say, oh, I saw a ghost here, it was there. He'll not believe. Why? It seems to be there now. Even the friend might believe after seeing it. But seeing is not believing. Gaudapada Acharya says, seeing is not believing. We see a lot of things. We see, like as Shankara says, we see two moon. During faulty times, we see two moon. We see a ghost in a post. We see water in desert, we see snake in rope, we see dream world, seeing. So seeing is not proof of existence. Seeing is never a proof of existence. Yes, pratyaksha pramanam is there, but pratyaksha pramanam is not merely seeing. It is proof, perception. So perception means something should exist. Something should be there when we perceive it. At that time it exists, but after that it won't. So that's why all these pramanam, the shat pramanam that we know, all these pramanam are only valid at for vyavaharam. All these pramanams utterly fail, miserably fail when or with respect to Brahman. Because Brahman is beyond pramanam. Brahman is not pramanya vastu. So pramanya vastu means pramanyam. Pramanyam means being able to prove, being able to be subject to pramanam. Brahman is not a prameyam. So the only thing that almost hints at Brahman is Shastras. The Shastras hint at Brahman. The Shastras also don't point out Brahman. It's one thing which Shastras don't objectify Brahman. So if we look at many of the Shastra statements, they always say that Brahman is the subject of everything. Brahman cannot be objectified. Those statements are there everywhere throughout. So Krishna, like how does Krishna say all those? Krishna definitely says. Krishna says, you are not the yasyena ahankrito bhavo buddhir yasyena lipyate. You are not ahankaram, you are not the buddhi. Kshetrajnam chavimam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. I am the kshetrajna, I am the subject of all objects. I am everything. Although there is maktap paradaram nanyat kinchid asti dananjaya. There is nothing different from me. All these are ways to say or hint at that vastu which is the subject. So it is only a hint. It doesn't point out. Brahman is not at all objectified in the Shastras. So that's why we see that people who learn the Shastras are not realized. Or all people who learn the Shastras are not realized. Because Shastra Jnanam. So Shastra is like a mirror. So in the mirror we can see our face. The mirror points out our face, but the mirror doesn't give us our face. The mirror only points out. And that pointing out itself is faulty, we know that. Mirror points out the face. Oh, there is something on your the right side of your face. Is it the right side or the left side? The mirror shows the opposite. There itself it is not true. So that's why people who stick on to Shastras and who are so much into Shastras, there are people who are so devoted to Shastras that they will start saying, oh, today Shastra is not being learnt. Today people are not learning Shastra. This is very bad. People don't learn the Brahma Sutra. Such people are also dangerous. Such people are also, they will not progress in the spiritual path. In the spiritual path, there is only one thing worthy of sticking on to, and that is Brahman, because that alone exists. Everything else is an illusion. If everything else is an illusion, then how can you stick on to something? Shastras are as illusory as anything else. Oh, like you are just putting words in Vedanta or Vedanta's mouth. No, Shankara says that in Adhyasa Bhashyam, we know that. Mayavada Darpanam takes up such a statement from Adhyasa Bhashyam, where Shankara says that even Vedas are valid only at this plane, Vyavaharam. Go beyond Vyavaharam, there is only one Brahman. Vyavaharam, during Vyavaharam, all those will be there. After that, no Shastra, nothing. Then what does the Shastra accomplish? Shastras point us in the right direction. Shastras tell us as to how to know our own nature. Shastras again and again point that you are Brahman, you are Dhasa Atma Tattvamasi Shvedaketo. Oh Shvedaketo, you are the Atman. Again and again the Shastras repeat, but some people just ignore those statements and they just preach Shastras. Shastras are great. So Shastra Rakshanam, people will enter into Shastra Rakshanam. Okay, but today it is green revolution. Tomorrow it will be Shastra revolution. Not tomorrow, today itself it is there. People are there who stick on to Shastra so much that you speak anything out of the Shastra, people will get angry. Followers of Ramana Maharshi, who they can't learn any other work. So once a person mailed me, like saying that he was a descendant of one of Ramana's direct disciple or the person living in that ashram with Ramana. So I asked him, okay, why don't you learn this Upanishad or the Gita? Oh no, I only can learn Ramana Maharshi's work. Nothing else appeals to me. So there are people like that. There are people who learn only the Shastras, only Shankara's works. They won't learn anything. They won't even read anything. Let alone listen to other discourses. They won't even read anything else. So there are people like that. So amongst those people, like, we have to remember that there are true jnanis. True jnanis will not stick on to Shastras. True jnanis, their goal, they know that Shastras is just a means to an end. So even as the car takes us to the goal of wherever we want to go, to office, let's say, the car is a mean. Or it's a mean, it's the means, it is a means to the end. The end is what is important, not the means. We can't stick on to the means. We can't just hold on to the Shastras and say, no, I'm not going to let go of the Shastras. Shastras also have to be renounced at some point of time. Because what is real is whatever is hinted by the Shastras, which is our true nature. So Paramartha clearly says all this, explains all this. Paramartha, who is very traditional, such a traditional Paramartha himself, like, explains all these concepts in many places, and then even in Mandukya Upanishad and all. So Balakrishna Nair, who has written lot of books on, like, even the Prasthanatraya Bhashya, or commentaries in Malayalam, he has written for the Prasthanatraya, but still he also holds on to this view. Any Mahatma, any Jnani will hold on to this view. It's not the Shastras. Shastras is just a means. So we have to remember this very clearly. There is only one thing which is real, which is Brahman. And this Bhedam that we think is there. So Brahman, like Adho Vante Eche, Yat Asat. Whatever is Asat in the beginning and at the end. Tasya Kidrishi Satyata. What is, like, the reality status of such an entity? Initially it was not there, meant non-existent. When before creation only Brahman existed, so non-existent. After creation also the same. So then how can we say in between, like, that it has reality? What is its reality status? How can tasya kidrishi satyata? Tell me, like, what is its reality status? How can it have any reality status? It cannot. So that means bhedam is not real. Bhedam doesn't have any existence. So then what is bhedam? Bhedam is namarupam. Idam jagat namarupam adya sat ikshate. Srishte pura sadeva vasi namarupa vivarjitam. So this jagat is namarupam. Brahman namam rupam. That's it. Before creation, now without namarupam. Namarupam. Like various gold ornaments are there. We know that example very well. There are gold ornaments. All those gold ornaments are only gold. There is only gold in that. The name and form, just new design, new fashion, all those are there. But they are not real. What is real? Gold alone. Gold and gold alone. So gold alone is real. Nothing else is real there. So Shankara uses ghatam as well. Ghatakudhyadikam rattika matrameva hi tadvat brahma jagat sarvamiti vedanta dindima. So ghatam, kudyam, like pot, wall, etc. are mud only. Mud and mud only. There's only mud there. So in the same way, this jagat, this bhedam is Brahman. With a namarupam. Namarupam is not real. If namarupam is not real, then is there any unreality in Brahman? Definitely no. The state, like, the question itself answers, is there any unreality in Brahman? Unreality itself doesn't exist. Then how can you ask the question that is there unreality in Brahman? Of course. So it is as like asking that is Bhedam there in Brahman or is Bhedam real itself is a funny question, because Bhedam means what? Bhedam means unreal. If Bhedam is unreal, then how can you say Bhedam is Bhedam real? The question itself is wrong. Is Bhedam there in Brahman? That's also wrong. Brahman is real. Bhedam is unreal. Is unreal there in real? And the question itself is wrong. But such great compassionate masters, compassionate realized saints like Lakshmi Dhara want to clarify. Like, they know that all these questions will come up. Someday or the other, these questions will come up. Though foolish it may seem, it is a worthy question at least. So instead of mocking at these questions, they give us the right answer. But they won't like give us a crooked answer or a roundabout answer. They won't say, oh, temporarily it is there, but later it won't be there. They won't say all those. Is Bhedam there or not? Tell me. So a true seeker will not want, like a true seeker will immediately realize. That is why the Shastras say a person like when told that you are Brahman, he will realize. How? It's very simple. When such a sadhaka will ask, okay, I don't want this roundabout way, like jagat seems to exist, it will seem to exist, you are one with Brahman, I don't want this, you are one with Brahman and you are not the body, you are not this, you are not that, I don't want any of those. Tell me, is Bhedam real or not? Okay, Bhedam is not real. If Bhedam is not real, then the body, the mind, the indriyas, all those are part of Bhedam, right? Yes. Is ego also part of the Bhedam? Yes. How do you know ego is part of the Bhedam? Simple, ego is many. That which is many is Bhedam, based on Bhedam, based on Dvaitam, based on differences, based on duality. So that is not real, then why should I bother about it? So that means there is no duality at all. Then what exists? My dear son, you, non-duality. So anyway, here Lakshmi Dhara enters into a couple of analogies to say that there is no duality whatsoever in Brahman. Brahman is advitiyam, advaitam. There is no duality. So as Gaudapada says, prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta nasamshayaha. This prapancha, if it exists, it will vanish, because maya matram idam dvaitam. This dvaitam is maya matram advaitam paramartataha. In essence or reality, only advaitam is true. na kaschit jayate jivaha sambhavo asya na vidyate. So there is no possibility of jiva. Jiva, what we when we call jiva, does the jiva exist? Definitely the jiva cannot exist. Na kaschit jayate jivaha, there is no way that such a jiva can be created. Sorry. A jiva is created. There is no such jiva created. And sambhavo asina vidyate, okay, there is no jiva created, but can't it be created later? Such a jiva cannot be created as well. So there is no jiva created, there is no way that such a jiva can also be created, because there is only one advitiya vastu, one advitiya brahman alone exists, there is nothing else. So amrithabdher name jirnihi. Mrishadindira Janmabihi Sphatikardre Sphatikadre Name Raga. So Sphatikadrehe Sphatikar as Tejomayananda gives Sphatikadrer Name Raga Swapna Sandhyabra Vibhramaihi. So there is a different word that is used by there is a difference in reading of the shloka. Tejomayananda gives as Amrithabdher name jirnihi Mursha dindira janmabihi. So I have the reading as Mursha dindira janmabihi. Mursha, I am not sure about the meaning of Mursha, but Mursha means unreal. So you can go with whatever appeals to you. So amrithabdher name jirnihi mrsha dindira janmabihi. So in the ocean, like when we look at the ocean, we see that there are waves, foam, like bubbles, a lot of things arise in the water in the ocean. But all those are there temporarily and then they merge on to the Atman. So, I don't remember the shloka now. In Rudrashya Viveka, the author there defines creation as like waves, foam, bubble, etc. getting created out of water. They again merge back into water because water alone is real. So, here also we see the same example being used. So, amrita abdehe, abdehe. So, abdehe means abdi, amrita abdi. Ocean of immortality. Abdehe means off. So, Amrita Abdi. So, here the ocean of immortality. So, ocean of immortality means here it is pointing to Tat or Brahman. So, Brahman, I am Brahman. So, who am Amrita Abdehe, Amrita Abdi, for me who am the ocean of immortality, na jirnihi. Jirni means like decay. So Tejomayananda gives as loss. So there is no loss or decay for me. Mrishadindira janmabihi, due to the rise and vanishing, so creation and destruction of waves. So what here means, this bhedam is not exactly real, and this bhedam which is not real, though bhedam might seem to exist, such a bhedam coming and going doesn't affect anything. So we enter into the dream world daily. Just because we dream a lot doesn't mean like we are going to lose something. We don't lose anything. So we have such and such a state at the end of the day. During dream, after dream, like we are exactly the same. There is nothing different at all there. Oh no, like when I go to bed, I feel tired, and when I get up, I am fresh. Okay, that freshness is not from dream. That freshness is from deep sleep. So that's a different case. So anyway, when these waves are coming and going, so they are very temporary. We know that waves come, waves go. So when these waves come and go, like, so is there any reality to those waves? No. What are those waves? A name and form of water. Those waves are just a name and form of water. They are not real at all. That name and form is there now, tomorrow it will vanish, or the very next minute it vanishes. So due to all those, like though they don't name jirnihi, na jirnihi, I don't lose anything because of that. So losing here means other things also. So we can say losing here means it is as good as an unaffected state. So I am totally unaffected by bhedam. So there is there any bhedam? First, one thing is not getting affected. Is there any bhedam? So we know that such a wave is not different from water. So there is no bhedam. There is no bhedam whatsoever. And mrisha, so this illusion of waves. So waves, can anyone prove that waves are there? Like we may take a snapshot and show. Water or the ocean, yes. We can prove that the water or the ocean is real because we can show that. Can we show the water waves? We can take a screenshot or like we can take a shoot, like shoot it in the camera and show it. But, or snap a picture. But can we prove that? No. Because later it's not there. So that means, bhedam is like that. So bhedam is like the waves in the ocean. Those waves are not at all real. Waves are very temporary. Waves are just an illusion. So mrisha, those are illusions. Even the waves in ocean, they are just an illusion. In the same way, bhedam is also an illusion. Bhedam is not real. So, I am unaffected by this bhedam. That is one thing. And second thing is, this bhedam is not at all there. So, mrisha. Mrisha means unreal. So, mrisha means illusion. But mrisha, here the mrisha, direct meaning of Krishna means not existing. Unreal. So, mrisha, unreal waves. So, this bhedam is unreal waves. And these unreal waves may come and go. They may seem to be there. They may come, they may go. Let them come, let them go. I am not going to be affected by it because they don't even exist for me to get affected. So, if they exist in the first place, I may get affected. So, since they don't even exist in the first place, how can they affect me? They cannot affect me. So something should first exist for us to get affected. So there is only one Brahman. So how can I get affected? I won't get affected. So that Brahman is not affected by whatever this bhedam, which is an illusion, which is unreal, which is seen in Brahman. It is not affected at all because Brahman alone exists. So as per the commentary, like both of these this shloka, the first line and the second line, show that Tat and Tvam both are pure, both are untainted, both are non-dual. The second is Svatikadrehe Name Ragaha Swapna Sandhyabra Vibhramai. So Adri means mountain. The meaning of the word Adri is mountain. So Adrehe means off. I think Saptami Vibhakti is what is used there, if I am right. So, of me or to me is what Tejomi Ananda gives. It's the same as of me. So, Svatika Adre, me Svatika Adre, me who am Svatika Adram or Svatika Adri, mountain. Svatika means crystal. So, crystal mountain. I am the crystal mountain. So, for me who am the crystal mountain, na ragaha. Ragaha means there is no attachment or tainting. Due to what? Sandhya Abhra Vibhramaihi. So, Sandhya. Sandhya means during evening time. The clouds during evening time. So the clouds that are seen during evening time. So, Sandhya Bravi Brahmaihi. So, Bravi is cloud. Brahmaihi is Brahman. So, Swapna. Swapna means it's not real. It is just assumed. Okay, I think I am wrong. Sandhyabhra Vibhramaihi. So, Sandhyabhra is Sandhya Abhram. So, Abhram is... Yeah, Abhram. Abhram is the word for cloud. So, Sandhya Abhram Vibhramaihi. So, Brahmam is an illusion or a wrong notion. a temporary vision. So vibhraman means a kind of a special wrong vision, which means wrong vision. So sandhyabhram, and it is swapna. Swapna means like it is not real, it is just something which is assumed, it is, which is thought about as existing. So I who am the mountain of pure crystal, so Svatika Dri, so I am untainted by the clouds. So the clouds don't affect me. So Ragaha means clouds don't color me, they don't give me any color. So we can extend this to say that when sun rises, sun sets and all in that mountain, nothing taints the mountain. So the mountain is kind of unaffected by whatever is exactly happening there. In the same way, I am not affected by ahankaram, affected by other things. So Tejomi Ananda beautifully explains this part as whatever the commentary says, as coloring. So these evening clouds, whenever we see evening clouds, these evening clouds will have some color and all, because due to the sunset, or due to the sun, the setting sun and all, their color and all will be there. So those colors don't affect me. Colors don't paint me. Me who am the mountain. So crystal, so we also know that crystals are always pure. So it's a proper example object used. So crystal is very pure. If we keep something near the crystal, it will seem to show or reflect that color or that object. But still, the crystal is always pure. Crystal is not affected. Crystal is not tainted at all. So in the same way, all these, the megha. So what do the meghas mean? So the meghas mean that the ahankaram, the various mental thoughts, the buddhi, changes in buddhi and association with people and all those. So all those, name ragaha, I don't have any ragam, I don't have any attachment to any of those. And not at all attached to all the changes that happen around me. Why is it that way? Swapna, because it is swapnam. So swapnam, it's not real. So in this sphatikam, in this sphatika adhri, in this mountain, like if there is a swapna cloud, will that affect it? Swapna cloud itself doesn't exist, so how will it affect? It will not affect. In the same way, so even if it is not swapnam, it won't affect in the first place because it is crystal. And so here it's a beautiful way that Lakshmidara says. One is, if it is in a way real, still it won't affect, but it's not real, it is swapnam. So how will it affect? It won't affect me at all, is what Lakshmidara says. So in the same way, for me, like whatever association, identification, etc. happen around me, I'm not affected by it the least, because all those are just swapna. All those are imaginary, vikalpam or kalpitam. So those are kalpitam. So this is very similar to whatever he had said in the fourth shloka, anasvata pratyabhijnana nidamshatvat nachanyatah nachashraya vinashanme vinashasya anashrayat. So almost the same thing. So there was one more place, the next shloka as well. Nashosha plosha vikledah chedashchinnabaso mama satyairapi anilagnyam shastre kimuta kalpitehi. There properly he says the same thing. Kimuta kalpitehi kalpitam. So whatever we see around us is kalpitam. So all those kalpita vastu, kalpita bhedam cannot affect me or doesn't affect me. So this means that bhedam, though we constantly experience bhedam around us, we experience bhedam in each and every point of our experiences, our life. We see everywhere bhedam. So when we go to our work, there is Bhedam there. When we tend to go to a shop, there is Bhedam there. When we walk out, there is Bhedam. When we get into the car, there is Bhedam. This world itself is based on Bhedam. So this Bheda Prapancham, will it affect me? Can it affect me? Of course, it is affecting us now. That is why it is all Kalpitam. So this Kalpita Prapancham, we consider this Kalpita Prapancham as Satyam. So Satya Buddhi. So that is what is to be renounced with respect to this Prapancham, this Jagat. This Bhedam or Prapancham, what we call, cannot exist in Brahman. There is no way that this Prapancham can exist in Brahman. So when we consider the normal examples, snake in rope. So snake in rope, like how can we see snake in rope? Because there is both are almost similar. Both have similar qualities. So therefore it is considered that way. Okay, water in desert. That's also in some way, like if there is some similarity, and then there is sunlight, the influence of sunlight comes in. So that is also fine. Oh, what about for our illusion? So see, ahankaram is there, atma aham is there. So in that case, at least we can say there is some possibility, because there is aham which is same, but qualities are entirely different, contrary. It's not like snake and rope. There is no similarity whatsoever. Is there any similarity? There is only one similarity, which is both are called I. And that both getting called as I itself is an illusion, so we can't go on that. So one, the Atman is real. Aham is unreal. Atman is changeless, nityam. Aham is anityam. Atman is sukham, aham is dukkham. Atman is partless, aham is partful. So the same, all these logic can be applied to Bhedam as well. So in this case, like how can we compare both? How can we get into the wrong notion of mixing both? This Prapancham or this Bhedam is completely unreal. Such completely unreal Bhedam, how can we assign reality to it? Isn't it foolishness? So that is why it is foolishness. So ignorance, when a person has ignorance, it is foolishness. It is utter foolishness to forget one's own very nature of Brahman. Untainted, pure Brahman, and mix it or consider it as something else. So this is, Shankara says, like of course if Shankara says, there is no appeal to it. There is no way that we can appeal it. So Shankara says, Naisargikoyam Lokavyavahara. Naisargikam, it is very natural. Lokavyavahara, it is empirical usage. People use it everywhere. People use it pretty much everywhere. Wherever we go, people get identified with the body. And in the West, we can also see people saying that I have a soul. So I have a soul itself is a wrong statement. I have a soul. How can you have a soul? You are the soul. You are the self. So how can you have a self? So to that extent, and then as a result of this, people run here and there. So many people are unable to understand this simple concept, and they run here and there. People go to various Tirthadanam, Tirthasthalam. People run behind Mahatmas and then ask them a lot of things. People learn Shastras, Vadantu Shastrani. Shastras are being spoken. So we learn n number of Shastras. We know like Narada, when Narada goes to Sanat Kumara asks him, okay, what all do you know? Narada enumerates whatever was there at that time. All the Shastras he enumerates. But he doesn't know Brahman. Chaturthavedyapi yo vipraha. So sukshmam brahmana vindati vedabhara barakmantaha savai brahmana gardabaha. he was a Brahmin donkey carrying the load of Vedas because he knew all the Vedas, but he didn't knew the subtle concept of Brahman. The same, like many people are there, Vadanta Shastrani, they speak Vedanta, they preach Vedanta, they stand for Vedanta. Anywhere they'll be like uplifting Vedanta, they'll be in forums fighting for Vedanta, they'll be refuting other systems, they'll be pulling people into Vedanta, marketing. So everything happens even in Vedanta, marketing, all those truly happen in Vedanta as well. And wherever Vedanta is preached or taught freely, people will not go there. So that is the way the world is. When missions like the Chinmaya Mission and others offer Vedanta courses free of cost, people don't join it. People don't go there. So even when it is given free of cost, people don't want it. People want only things which are not true. People run behind things which are not true. So sticking on to Shastras, not knowing the truth of Brahman that is hinted in the Shastra, that is the subject matter, Vishayam. All the scriptures have the Vishayam as Brahman. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha Anena Vedhyam Sat Shastram Iti Vedanta Dindima. Vedanta Dindima, Vedanta roar, the line of Vedanta is roaring. What is it telling? Brahma Satyam, Brahman is real. Brahman is only real. Jagan Mithya, Jagat, whatever else is there, whatever Bhedam is there, is unreal. Jivo Brahma Ivana Paraha, this Jiva, oh, individual self, oh my dear friend. There is no individual self, there is no ultimate self. There is only one here, there is only Brahman. There is nothing, no duality here. So Shastras tell clearly, but still people stick on to Shastras. They forget the truth in the Shastras. So such people like Yada Charmavad Akasham Veshtaishyanti Manavaha Tada Devam Avijnaya Dukkasyanto Bhavishyati. So when people think that without knowing this Deva, this Brahman, they can realize, by learning Shastras, they can realize, they cannot. Yada, when Charmavad Akasham Veshtaishyanti Manavaha, when people are able to fold Akasham like a mat, Charmavad, like a mat, people are able to fold Akasham, then Tada Devam Avijnaya Dukkasyantu Bhavishyati. So then, at that time, without knowing this Deva, without Brahmajnanam, person will realize. And since at no point of time can man fold Akasham like a mat, therefore at no point of time, without knowing Brahman, a person can remove Dukkam. So people run learning Shastras, Vadantu Shastrani, Yajantu Devan, Yajnas, lot of Yajnas, this Yajna, that Yajna, go there, do this Yajna, do. I'm sorry, one second. So Bhagavati Yajnam, this Yajnam, that Yajnam, this Puja, that Puja, Shani Puja, this Puja, all sorts of Yajnas, Yajantu Devan, all Yajnas are being done. Kurvantu Karmani, Karmas. Karma, people are very good in karma these days. People can do lot of karma. So people do karma like without any without feeling tired. So tirelessly doing karma. Kurvanta karma ni nishkama karmam zagama karmam, all sorts of karma people do. Good karma, bad karma, all karma people do. Kurvanta karma ni bhajantu devataha bhajanam. So today, Kali Yugam, as Shankara says, Kalau Sankirtya Keshavam. So in Kali, the way is to Sankirtanam, Nama Sankirtanam. But Nama Sankirtanam needs Tasya Vachakha Pranavaha Tad Japas Tadartha Bhavanam Tatrabina Mahatmya Jnana Vismrati Apavadaha. People forget that even in Nama Sankirtanam, the goal is one Brahman. We have to remember that goal, forget it. Even if we assume a form or give a form to Brahman, we have to remember that the form stands for Brahman. The form should pervade this entire world. मय्येव मन आदत्स्व मयि बुद्धिं निवेशय निवसिष्यसि मय्येव अत ऊर्ध्वं न संशयः. So fixing the mind and fixing the intellect on me, then you will merge on me. And how can that be done? Mayyavesh mano imam nitya yukta upasate shraddhaya varayopetaha teme yukta tamamataha yukta tamamataha. Sorry. So mayyavesh mano imam, fixing the mind onto me, nitya yukta upasate, always worshipping me, shraddhaya varayopetaha. Yeah, during bhajan, people people remember Ishvara. They do lot of bhajanam. But once the bhajan ends, then that's it. Ishvara is gone. Ishvara is like many houses we can see. Of course, nothing. I'm not finding fault with all of these. In some houses, Ishvara will be kept in shelves. And when like puja is over, they'll close it. Poor Ishvara. Like he only gets to see the world. He also wants to see the world. Of course, if we want to see the world, he also wants to, right? He wants to see the world, but he is kept in a closed closet. So you lock him up. That is what is being done. So that's something not good. So that is what happens with bhajanam. So bhajantu devataha. So lot of devatas are being worshipped today. Bhajanam is a lot. But atmaikya bholena vina. Atmaikya bodhena vina. Without atmaikya bodham. Atmaikya bodham means I am that one Atman. What is Atman? Yaccha apnodi yadadatte yaccha atti vishyaniha yaccha asya santato bhavah tasmad atmeti kirtyate yaccha apnodi yadadatte yaccha apnodi, that which like pervades everything, that which is present everywhere. Yada adatte, yada adatte, that which is useful for getting, or that which is grasped, we can say yada adatte. Yachya atti vishyaniha, whatever vishyas are there in this world, that which helps us in enjoying them. Yachya asya santato bhavaha, asya jagataha santato bhavaha, this world gets its reality from whom? Tasmad atmeti kirtyate, that is called Atman. That is Atman. So Atman means the Advitiya Vastu, Advitiya Brahman is called Atman. And that Atman, without Atmaikya Bodhena Vina, without that Atmaikya Bodham, that I am that Atman, Vimuktirna Siddhyati, Brahma Shadantare Api. Even in 100 lifetimes of Brahma, one lifespan of Brahma itself is many, many years. 100 lifespans is 3 into 10 raised to 8 or 10 raised to 16 or something. Chinmayananda, if you read Viveka Chudamani, where the shloka comes up, Chinmayananda calculates the years. So many, many years, even in so many years, a person will not be able to realize, a person will not be able to get rid of dukkham. So in order to get rid of dukkham, we have to seek that Advitiya Vastu. We have to remember that Advitiya Vastu. Seeking that Advitiya Vastu is not tough at all. It is very simple. There is nothing involved in it. Seeking is so simple. How simple it is? It is very simple. Balakrishna Nair says, okay, even housewives can do it. So cooking, when we are cooking, what? Brahma arpanam brahma havihi brahma agnav brahmana ahutam brahmaivadena gantavyam brahma karma samadina. The ladle which we use for cooking, or the vessel, the container, that is Brahman. Agni, oh Agni, oh Agni, Brahman. Agnave namaha, oh Agni, oh Brahman, I am offering to you. Oh Brahman, as Brahman who are now as rice, let me put you in. Oh Brahman who is water, let me put you in. Oh Brahman, like let me make you wait. Oh Brahman, the food is ready, let me eat it, let me feed you. So if we have this attitude of that everything is Brahman, we will feel, or we'll see, we will experience that life becomes very blissful. So try creating or cooking food in this way one day. We'll feel ourselves that the food is very tasty. And even if the food is spoiled, it's fine. We'll say, oh, the spoiled food is also Brahman. So you know, I don't want the spoiled food. So let me go for the Brahman that is present in that is present in Subway or in Taco or in Domino's or Pizza Hut or some other place. So let me go for that Brahman today. So life will become filled with bliss because there is no kama krodham. So kama krodha yuktana yatinam yata chetasam abito brahman nirvanam vartate viditatmana. Such a person knows the Atman, such a person remains as the Atman. Therefore, there is no kama krodham. There will be bliss emanating from such a person. Raga dvesha vyuktaistu vishyan indriyehi charan atma vashyer vidhey atma prasadam adigacchati. So this doesn't mean we have to stop all actions. This is fine. Actions are fine because actions don't exist. Mrishadindira janma bihi swapna sandhyabhra vibhramaihi. So this is like unreal. If it is unreal and it seems to be there, let it be there. I don't care. Do our actions as much as possible in the best possible way. Do it. Like if we have to hit a person, hit him with force. Of course, if he hits back, this shariram, you want to hit this shariram? Hit. I am fine with it. I'll be more than happy. The shariram has become fat now. The shariram has put on a lot of weight. So hit it. Let me reduce weight. I'll be thankful to you. So that will be the attitude. So this doesn't mean we have to get away from actions. Actions don't taint me. There is no action at all here. There is no bhedam. Bhedam that seems to be there is only an illusion. It is like a drama. Let the drama continue. I'll just relish the drama. I'll just enjoy the drama, knowing that it is a drama which is not at all there. So, raga dvesha vyukta is the vishyan indriyehi charan. So, the indriyas run behind vishayas. But without raga dvesham, without any like and dislike. Because there is no bheda buddhi. Bhedam! The moment we say bhedam is satyam, then we have raga dvesham. We get attached, averted. So, in this case, there is no bheda buddhi. There is no raga dvesham. So, indriyas, like the sense organs, go behind sense objects. But they see the sense objects as the Atman. So directing sense organs into the Atman from sense objects. So directing the sense organs from sense objects to the Atman doesn't mean like we have to renounce sense objects. It only means seeing the sense objects as the Atman in the mind. Whenever we see something, oh this laptop, it is a name, it is a form, it is Brahman, it is Atman. And if we do that, prasadam adigacchati, we get the prasadam. What prasadam? Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi asya upajayate. That prasadam which gets rid of all dukkham. Sarva dukkhanam hanihi. That prasadam which completely negates dukkham. There will be no dukkham. As Shankara says, yogaratova bhogaratova. Sangaratova sangavihinaha yasya brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati nandatyeva. So yogam, bogam, all those will be there. Let them be there. But I will rejoice in bliss because yasya brahmani ramate chittam yasya chittam brahmani ramate. One whose mind is residing or thinking about Brahman. There is only Brahman here. One whose mind is thinking that. Nandati, nandati, nandatyeva. Such a person rejoices, rejoices and only rejoices. So, this shloka helps us as well. So, this is almost the same as Maye Vaudeti Chidvyomni. So, just a different perspective. Vedanta is all about repetition. Avrati, Rasakrat, Upadesha. Again and again, the same thing because there is only one Brahman. What else can be spoken about? So people go to Balakrishna Nair and say to him, so what is this, sir? Daily you say one Brahman. Can't you change it? Can't you talk about something else? There is only one Brahman here. What else can you speak? There is only Brahman. Brahman alone exists. If there is only Brahman, what else can you speak? Yeah, you can speak about something else, but again it will be the cow story, it will get back to Brahman. So Brahman, 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 Brahman. That will be the case. So these are people like who have the Brahman syndrome. So it's safer to stay away from such people because everything will be Brahman, 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 Brahman. It's like, you know what this is? You know, like I am drinking tea. You know this tree. You know that. There will be you know in between. And like syndrome. There are different kinds of syndrome in the world where people use all of these. So similarly, such people like Balakrishna and Nayara are very contagious. That is the word to be used. They are contagious. Like, be careful if you go near them. If you go near them, you will get completely contaminated by Brahman, and then you will not be able to come out. So anyway, so that is Brahman. There is nothing apart from Brahman. Jokes apart, there is nothing apart from Brahman here to speak about. Then what else can be spoken about? It's only Brahman here. So Brahmaiva Jagat Sarvam. So Brahman alone is there here, and that Brahman. Sarvam Brahma Mayam Jagat, Sarvam Brahma Mayam Rere, Sarvam Brahma Mayam. Kim Bhoktavyam, Kim Abhoktavyam. What to enjoy, what not to enjoy, there is only Brahman here. So, this shloka also says, like, there is this dvaitam, this bhedam is only an illusion, Vrsha, Swapnam. Vrsha, unreal or Swapnam, it is like a Swapnam, Dirga Swapnam. Dirga Swapnam. So, let the Dirga Swapnam continue. I'll just know that this Dirga Swapnam is not at all there. And thereby lead life blissfully. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to rejoice life to the fullest by living in bliss, in peace, which in every moment of our life, and our life becomes dhanyam or blessed. We'll continue later. Namaskar.